Speaking of good, a great conversation coming up, good debate issue. The flag burning amendment. Pro or con, we're going to talk to one man that says he's a patriot, says he loves America, he's run for Congress. He also says that he's going to burn flags, he's burned flags before, and he thinks it's his duty to keep doing that because it's all about expression. Line him up right now at 860-WPTF, 800-662-7979. Star 680, Singular Wireless, Verizon Wireless, Alltel Communications. Mark Perkle, our guest, next. Traffic and Wet Perkle with us to talk about the House's decision once again to go with the flag-burning amendment. Looks like it might pass the Senate, which could lead to a showdown in state legislatures across the country. 38 states will have to approve this amendment for it to become the 28th, making it against the law to desecrate the American flag. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Your reaction to the House's proposal to protect the American flag from desecration?
Well, you know, they do this every year. It's just a political ploy so that they can make themselves look like they're patriots and appeal to the patriotic voter. But, you know, the House doesn't care about the flag. All they want to do is get a political gain out of it. And they do it every year, and that's what they do. So here they are back again doing the same thing.
Now, Mark, we are in a time of war. The American flag, certainly a symbol of liberty and of our great country. Why not protect it? What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is that it's a freedom. It's the very freedom that, you know, these people who, you know, have gone to wars in the past fought and died so that we had the right to burn the flag. And with all the freedoms that have been taken away from us lately, I don't think that, you know, surrendering more freedom to the government is a good thing to do.
Well, what's the harm in protecting the flag?
Well, the harm in protecting the flag is that it's free speech, you know, so anytime you take away free speech, you know, you're moving in the direction away from freedom. And the flag represents freedom. So prohibiting burning the flag is against everything that the flag stands for.
860-WPTF, 800-662-7979. Star 680, Singular Wireless, Verizon Wireless, Alltel Communications. Isn't there just another way that you can peacefully show your disagreement with the government? Why be so outrageous?
Well, you know, there's lots of ways to show your outrage with the government. And all those other ways are not yet prohibited. And flag burning isn't prohibited, and it's a choice. Somebody chooses to burn the flag, they burn the flag. That's, you know, there are legitimate reasons to go out and burn the flag. If the government gets sufficiently outrageous, it allows, you know, the people to rise up and overthrow the government or whatever they have to do to maintain the freedom that the flag represents. You know, when people don't have the right to express themselves freely, then it's no longer a free government. The flag doesn't mean anything anymore.
And you think this is just a political move?
Yeah, they do it every year. You know, every single year, you know, the Republicans pass yet another amendment to prohibit burning the flag. And, you know, then they can go to the voters and say, I'm a patriot, I'm against flag burning, you know, to, you know, full stupid people, you know,
and
just as a show.
This time it might happen, though. It might get through the Senate, gets to the state legislatures. You could have a 28th Amendment prohibiting flag burning.
Well, I mean,
how do you feel about that?
I'd say that it would be a dark day for America because it's, you know, just another step, you know, away from freedom. And with all the things that have been going on in the last 5 years, you know, that have, you know, with the Patriot Act and you know, going into a fake war and things like that, you know, the government's
fake war,
you know, Iraq.
Iraq is a fake war.
War, yes.
I see. Let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Linda. Linda, good morning. You're on 680 WPTF with our special guest, Mark Perkle.
Morning.
Morning.
I take offense to say that our soldiers died for us to be able to burn that flag. They died a sign of peace, a sign of freedom, and a sign that, you know, hey, we are one under God, and we are a united nation. And to turn around and to burn something that is sacred is like burning a cross or the Quran or anything else. And for that man to turn around and say, you know, that's a freedom that should be given to anybody, it's free speech, I think that's atrocious. I mean, there are other things that are being taken away from us, and I agree to that, and our government should look into it more, but protect our flag.
Linda, thank you for the call. And, Mark, your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is that, you know, if she doesn't want to burn the flag, I can appreciate that. And if she finds it offensive, you know, I appreciate that, too. If burning the flag wasn't offensive, then burning the flag wouldn't mean anything. But when it comes right down to it, you know, it's about freedom. And taking away the right to burn the flag is a reduction in freedom. And reducing freedom is...
You would agree it's in poor taste to burn an American flag.
It all depends on the situation. I don't think it's necessarily in poor taste all the time. There comes a point where, you know, the people have to do drastic things in order to get the government's attention. And, you know, we can debate whether or not we're at that point yet or not, but, you know, depending on the situation, you know, the ability to burn the flag and that sort of thing is part of the checks and balance system, you know, that keeps the nation a government of the people.
That's in the Constitution. You should be able to burn the flag.
Yeah, it's called the First Amendment.
I don't remember that in civics class. Let's go back to the phones. Randy, good morning. You're on 680 WPTF.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good. I had a question. Other guests, I think Linda was her name, sort of stole my thunder when she mentioned the cross, burning the cross. We have a federal investigation in Durham right now over somebody who set fire to a cross, and yet I wonder if your guest believes that should be a legitimate freedom of speech. And I also want to, I was thinking about, I'd like to ask if he was such a patriot and somebody who'd like to fight for our liberty, I wonder if he would be so bold as to, if he were in North Korea right now, would he stand up and be brave enough to burn their flag against their government to say, you know, he believes that they should have liberty?
Well, what I would say is that if a citizen of North Korea burned their flag in North Korea, they would be doing an extremely courageous act.
Are you willing to do such an extremely courageous act, or are you just willing to do it where you have freedom?
Well, I guess it all depends on the situation. If you're in a country where you don't have the freedom to burn the flag, and you burn the flag and you end up going to jail, then, you know, it's questionable as to whether or not, you know, what you've done is advanced the freedom, because you have put, you know, somebody who cares about the country enough to burn the flag in jail. So what this flag amendment proposes is that we become one of those countries where people who care about the country go to jail. And I think that would be a mistake.
Why don't you go to North Korea and help liberate them? That's a good point that Randy has.
Well, why would burning the flag in North Korea help liberate them?
Why would it help here?
He's got you there.
It helps here is because it's legal here and it's not legal there. So if you burn the flag,
liberty you're seeking.
All right, Randy, thank you for the call. I think he got you on that one, Mark.
I don't think so, because you've burned the flag in North Korea, you get shot. You know, and how does that, you know, advance freedom? You only get one shot at it.
Well, maybe you could be the martyr.
The difference between us and North Korea is we have the right to burn the flag and they don't. You know, that's why we're a free country and they're not. It's because they can't burn the flag.
Okay, 860-WPTF, 800-662-7923. Should citizens have the right to burn the American flag? Congress looking into another constitutional amendment, a constitutional amendment. This is another attempt. I believe it's the fifth attempt. It goes to the Senate. Looks like it might pass this time, which means it goes to the state legislature. The state general assemblies. We'll just say that for the sake of argument. 38 of them have to pass it. If they do, then it becomes the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. Is this a good idea? One person who says no is peace activist, former candidate for Congress, Mark Perkle, who joins us from San Francisco very early out there, 4:24 in the morning there, 7:24 here in North Carolina, says that it is his patriotic duty to burn the flag. Mark, welcome back.
Hi.
Do you agree with those statements? Did I mischaracterize your argument at all?
Only to the extent of that it sounds like you're saying that the government grants us the right to burn the flag, and what it is that the rights are with the people, and we have not yet granted the government the right to take away our right to burn the flag.
Let's go to Wesley at the RTP. Wesley, good morning. You're on 680 WPTF.
Have you all discussed the fact that the official method for disposing of the flag is burning?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, what they mean in this amendment, you know, it's not an anti-flag burning amendment. It basically says desecrating the flag, and I think that the official method of disposing of the flag by burning would not be considered desecration.
Right, you retire the colors.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, but, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the official government method that when a flag becomes old, torn, and worn, they're supposed to burn it to get rid of it. And if that's the official method, then why are people getting so upset? Now, I understand
the whole idea of
desecration. Yes.
Right.
But we need to differentiate the difference between not liking things and making them illegal. I mean, for example, I really don't like people who smoke, but yet I don't think it should be illegal. Okay, I mean, just like there's a town out in California trying to make it illegal for people to pass gas in public. Okay, I mean, we're getting overboard, and I believe that anything that starts infringing on our rights is bad.
Wesley, that might be a public health issue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying? I think that just because we don't like, there's lots of things we don't like. Okay, I don't like seeing these bumper stickers with four-letter words. I really don't like that. Okay, but it drives me crazy when each little new law infringes on our rights just a little bit more and a little bit more, and it's real gradual. If somebody came out 40 years ago and said, you know, in 40 years, you're not going to be able to do this, 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 and this, the whole country would say, no, there's no way, that's never going to happen, and they wouldn't let it happen if it was done overnight. But with all these little tiny things, one piece at a time, one thing one year, one thing the next, it's amazing how little less freedom we have now than we did 40, 50 years ago.
Wesley, great call. Thank you very much. Let's go back to the phones. Tom, thanks for your patience. You're on 680 WPTF with our special guest, political activist Mark Perkle.
Good morning. Just wanted to make a comment. You hear so many times when people who are making their point use the First Amendment. And as far as I can remember, the First Amendment refers to free speech. Now, I do my speech with my mouth, and I think when the Constitution was written, that's what they were talking about. They didn't say the freedom to do any activity you want to do to express yourself. That's why they made other laws to restrict the other activities. And so you couldn't say that, well, gee, you know, I want to protest, and so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to burn this senator's car. They don't allow that kind of thing. And so I think we have to use something other than free speech to be defending the idea of desecrating the flag.
Mark?
Well, I do most of my speech with my computer, so I don't use my mouth to do most of my free speech. I type, so, you know, that's
well,
essentially the same thing.
You're using words, right? Are those words, or are they not words that you type?
Well, they're words, but you see,
okay,
when you burn the flag, there's generally...
When they talk about free speech, they're talking about using words to express yourself. If you talk about people being, I don't know if you use the term ignorant or, you know, stupid people, you know, they're trying to pull this over on stupid people. But to me, that's a pretty stupid thing to think that by being able to take any action you want and calling it free speech makes it free speech. It doesn't. Free speech is using your words. If you're not intelligent enough to use your words to express yourself, then you're stepping over the line.
Anytime someone burns the flag, you know, there's words associated with that.
But
you know, you get on the news media.
Hold up the flag and stand up and say, I don't like this flag. I'm against the flag. But you know, we've always had rules for respecting the flag. You don't let it drag on the ground. You take it in when the colors are no longer good. You do those things, and those laws have always been there. Why do we want to change them now?
Well, you made the difference. There are rules, but not laws. You know, when you start making laws that prohibit what people can do to express themselves, then you're on the slippery slope like your previous caller Wesley was talking about, and I explained it very well, is that it's just a little at a time. You prohibit flag desecration, then what about desecrating the Bible? You know, should we have a constitutional amendment that prohibits the desecration of the Bible?
Well, we're going to talk about that coming up, Mark. Please stand by. Tom, thank you for the call. 728 traffic and weather at 680 WPTF.
80 WPTF.
741, good morning. Kevin Miller with you this morning as we continue talking about the flag burning amendment, the House passing it. This is the fourth or fifth time they've tried to do it. Looks like it might get through the Senate, which means it'll go to every state legislature throughout the country, which means 38 sign it. It will be the 28th Amendment prohibiting desecration of the flag. Should that include prohibiting burning of the flag as a means of political protest? Is this a violation of free speech? With us now, political activist Mark Perkle. As we continue on, let's go to Donovan, who's been very patient. Donovan, good morning. Thanks for your patience. You're on WPTF.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm not sure exactly. You said this guy is from California. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mark.
Okay.
You're from San Francisco. Is that correct, Mark?
Well, that's where I'm currently living. That's not where I was born, but yes.
Okay. Is he planning on running for Congress again, by any chance?
Not this year. I don't have plans on it. I ran for Congress and also the Senate when I lived in Missouri just a few years ago. I ran in the primary against John Ashcroft in 2000, and I ran against Roy Blunt as a Democrat in 1998. So I've run as for Congress as a Democrat, and I've run for Senate as a Republican.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things I just wanted to say, you know, in keeping in the conversation of burning the flag, I just hope that Mark keeps in mind that if he considers that to be free speech, that perhaps if he actually runs in the future again, you know, some of the Mark for Congress signs, you know, now that we know where he stands on flag burning, and not only that, he just kind of put his foot in his mouth about this war being a fake war. I hope he can explain that to the 1,700 people that were lost. But if he seems to be so supportive of flag burning, perhaps he will understand that it would be free speech to burn his little Mark for Congress signs that we all can find on the side of the road for him. But aside from that...
Would that be okay with you, Mark?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's great. Great. Well, that's really the only point I had to say. You know, it's a shame that we have somebody who would actually run for Congress who supports that and thinks that this war is a fake war. But I do wish Mark all the same success that he's had in the last encounter that he ran, and then hopefully he'll come up with the same outcome as he did the last time.
Donovan, thank you for the call. Let's continue on. And we go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on 680 WPTF.
Oh, good morning, Kevin. Good, Mark. How are you?
Doing good.
I just want to say that the founding fathers of this country all came from countries where sedition was a serious crime. If you spoke out against the government, you could be imprisoned, tortured, or executed. That's why the very first freedom they put into the Bill of Rights was the freedom of speech. It's not only are we allowed to speak out against our government, we're required to speak out against our government. It's our duty as American citizens, if we disagree with our government, to protest and speak out against it. Now, if you don't protect speech that everybody hates, if you don't protect disgusting speech, then you don't have free speech at all. There's no point in protecting speech that everybody wants to hear. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's exactly where I'm coming from, is that it's a free speech issue, and every time they take a freedom away from us, we become less free. You know, when we give up flag burning to the government, then we become a less free nation than we used to be, and the flag is diminished.
You know, a caller earlier talked about cross burning and compared that. And, you know, cross burning, if a black family moves into a white neighborhood, and a cross is burned on their lawn, that's not free speech. That's intimidation. That's a threat.
Right.
It's completely different thing. You should be able to protest our government any way that you choose that doesn't, you know, physically hurt somebody or destroy somebody's property.
Thank you for the call. Let's continue on. 860-WPTF, if you're just tuning in, Kevin Miller with political activist Mark Perkel, who says we have a duty, a right to burn the American flag. We'll continue this conversation in the 8 o'clock hour. Many people seem split on the issue, Mark. You and I have debated this nationally and locally across the country. A different take here. I find more people agreeing with you that people should be able to burn the flag.
I think what the difference is after the Patriot Act and after a lot of things that the government has done to move against freedom, you know, the people are beginning to wake up and say, hey, maybe this flag burning thing isn't such a bad idea after all. You know, maybe they don't want to burn the flags themselves, but they want to see that other people could.
See, to me, that just is very hurtful.
Well, of course it's hurtful. I mean, I'm not disagreeing that it's hurtful. But, you know, it's just a matter of whether or not we want to give away the right to do that, you know, and I think that it's a matter of, you know, do we want more freedom or less freedom in America? If we want more freedom, we protect flag burning. If we want to be more like North Korea, then we prohibit it.
So now we're like North Korea.
It's a step in that direction.
If we want to protect one of the most sacred symbols of our great country that we're all so proud to be a part of.
Well, most Christians, for example, would agree that the Bible is more sacred than the flag is. Yet, you know, would we pass an amendment prohibiting the burning of the Bible.
That might be a hate crime. Let's go to Robin. You're on 680 WPTF with our special guest, Mark Burkle.
Well, good morning. I get a little bit tickled when I hear people get into this emotional reasoning about what is, damning to the country. My ex-husband, I will say he's my ex, but we're buddies after so many years, is a public defender and a Vietnam veteran. And what he tells me is really a threat to our freedom is the way the court systems and the laws are working in this country. He tells me that it's very disparaging. You can get one sentence for the same crime differently in every what they're doing half the time. And he would really love to see us have a professional jury system where people travel and are schooled in the law so that everybody gets protected by having laws applied quite evenly. And so if you really want to make a difference, to me, you need to work on problems that are actually real. I mean, doing symbolic things may work people up, but they really don't change anything significant.
Now, Robin, I've got to disagree with you. I thought that Jackson jury was dead on. Those people would qualify to make that decision.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that.
That was a joke.
Okay. He tells me there's some really wild things going on. He says we're very barbaric the way we do what we do.
Mark, are we barbaric?
Yes, we're barbaric, and
do you love America?
Yes, I do.
All right. Robin, thank you for the call. Well, I want to ask you more about that in a minute. Here's Lisa Price with what you need to know at 680 WP. Take a look at traffic right now. Political activist Mark Perkle with us at 860 WPTF. We'll carry him over until the 8 o'clock hour as we get ready to celebrate the 4th of July and really, really embrace America and the flag. And Mark, I think you and I are going to agree to disagree as we've done in the past. And I don't think you should be able to burn the flag. I really don't.
And why do you want to give up that right?
Because I don't think it's you know why I just don't I because I'll never use it. Number one. Number two, I think it's hateful and spiteful what people do with that. And I don't think there's anything to gain by doing it.
Well, there's lots of gain. The fact that I'm on this show right now talking to you and your audience, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't burned the flag.
You've burned the flag?
Yes, I have.
And you're proud of that?
I am. And I burned it on, with television cameras in front of me, and it was put on the news. So, yes, absolutely, I'm proud of it.
You recorded it for posterity in that lowest common denominator. You're very proud of yourself.
You know,
they do market to the lowest common denominator in television.
Well, they do. I wish they would market to a higher bracket of viewers, but that's not the way it is in this country anymore.
So we'll talk more about your... So we're not even saying alleged flag burning experience. You've burned
flag. I have burned the flag, yes, and I have burned it on television. There's video out there of me burning the flags.
I see. Let's go to Alan. Alan, you're on WPTF with Mark Perkle.
Yeah, I was just calling down to talk to you guys and let him know that there's a difference between freedom of speech and freedom of action. One is doing something, and the other is actually talking about it or writing about it. Freedom of action is different, and anybody that burns something in public should be put in jail because you're not allowed to burn stuff in public without a permit. I'll just kick back and listen to you guys.
Mark, what about it? Alan, thank you for the call.
There's certain things that you're allowed to burn, and when I was burning the flag, basically what I was doing was burning paper. I printed out flags on paper and then lit them up.
Okay, back to the phones. John and Garner, you're on 680 WPTF.
Yeah, hi, Kevin.
Hey, John.
Hey, I've got a dilemma. See, one of the things, I love this country and I love the flag, and I would love to protect the flag, but my problem is this. When the liberals get through messing around and screwing this country up, I think I'd like to have the right to burn that flag.
Well, exactly. If the liberals screwed the country up, and you didn't like it, you should have the right to burn the flag. Absolutely.
Now, what are you, Mark? Are you a conservative or are you a liberal?
Most people would call me a liberal. I think I'm a conservative. But, because I believe in things like, having a balanced budget, and fiscal responsibility, personal freedom, and things like that. I think that makes me a conservative.
Okay, conservative. Hang on for a minute. John, anything else?
Well, yeah, that's it. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, appreciate it. Let's talk more about John's issue. And we'll take more of your phone calls. Carrie, Wake, Slate, and
JG, hang on. You'll talk to Mark Perkle. We'll continue this discussion. Do we really need another amendment to the Constitution? It would be the 28th to protect the American flag from desecration. You would say, Mark Perkle, from you.
No, I certainly don't think we need one.
680 WPTF. 9 after 8 at 680 WPTF. Kevin Miller with our guest, Mark Perkle. Mark, again, getting back to it, you say you're a patriot and you love this country, and you can express that by having the freedom to burn the American flag.
Exactly. And here's the problem with this flag-burning amendment is, what if they start printing flags on everything? Then anything that has a flag printed on it, you know, somehow becomes a holy object at that point. If you desecrate anything with a flag on it, then they're going to put you in jail.
Back to the phones. Carrie, thank you for your patience. You're on 680 WPTF.
Good morning, Mark and Kevin. My point is similar to the caller two calls ago, having to do with the difference between an action and the speech. And you referenced, you know, the first Bill of Rights our forefathers wrote down was freedom of speech. I also think that if those same forefathers would have witnessed a flag burning, I think they would have been shocked. Because I also think that flag is a symbol of those Bill of Rights and what our forefathers started this country with, and I just don't think it's honorable. And I have two small children. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in complaining. I believe in changing things for the better. But I also believe they should do it with honor and dignity and cherish and hold the flag up high. You know, that same flag flies on houses in middle America. You know, everywhere you go, that flag's being displayed proudly, and that's just bringing everybody down, not just the flag you're holding, but the flag as a whole.
Mark, there is nothing dignified about desecration of the flag.
I'm not making a point that there is anything dignified about it. In fact, it's an extremely undignified thing to do. You know, that's what and that's what makes it such a powerful form of free speech, is because it is offensive.
Yeah, I sadly think, though, that it is, you know, it reflects more on you than you realize, and I just don't think that people should behave in that kind of manner. If you're proud of this country, even you might not like it, use your words. Use your words on paper. Use the message of speech. Don't take actions against something that we all cherish and hold proudly.
Carrie, thank you for the call. Let's continue on. That was well thought of. Let's go to Wake. Wake, you're on 680 WPTF.
Yes, hi. This is Blake. I don't know how they got spelled, but anyway.
I'm sorry, Blake. My bad.
That's all right. I spent 20 years in the Air Force. My father served in World War II. Both my grandfathers served in World War I. Brothers on both sides of ancestors of the Revolutionary War. And if Mr. Mark would care to come down here to my front yard and put on a demonstration, we'll see who wins. But those wars are fought to protect that flag. And I'll fight another.
Well,
what about it?
I've never feared going out in public and burning the flag. If somebody attacks me, then they attack me. But
come on down to my front yard. You're burning my flag. You are attacking me.
Well, I would, you know. I'd burn it right in front of you if I needed to.
Well, come on.
You know, but here's the point. You see, once the flag amendment gets passed, then they print flags on everything, and then you can't burn anything that has a flag on it or desecrate anything that has a flag on it.
My freedom of speech is stopping your demonstration.
Well, you know, if you physically attack me, then you're breaking the law.
If you come in my front yard, you're breaking the law, too.
Well, I'm not going to do it in your front yard because that's your personal property. I do it out in public.
Encourage your own conviction? No.
You know, I do it on, you know, the city steps of City Hall.
There's no difference in that in here. Come on down.
Well, you meet me on the steps of City Hall, you know, or something like that. Because you can't go on people's personal property. You know, personal property is...
It's a freedom of speech, right? Any way you want to do it.
Well, the difference is that personal property is something else that's also sacred in this country. You know, people have the right, you know, to dominion over their own property.
The Supreme Court says you don't have that anymore.
Well, I agree with that. The Supreme Court now has given Walmart the power to take your, you know, neighborhoods and turn them into Walmart stores.
Right.
Well, maybe you should protest that.
I think people should go out and burn the flag on the Supreme Court steps over that.
I do it with letters. Well, I don't go and burn anything of yours or anything you respect.
All right, Blake, thank you for the call. Well, maybe you should be protesting them instead of burning the flag there, Mark.
Well, you know, someone could protest them by burning the flag on the Supreme Court steps. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it.
Well, there are lots of other ways to protest. Let's go to Slate. Slate, you're on 680 WPTF. At 860 WPTF, if you're just tuning in, Mark Perkle, a flag-burning activist, says it's his freedom of expression, his freedom of speech. He's going to defend his right to desecrate or burn the American flag. And he thinks that the amendment is a bad idea. Slate, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Mark, buddy, I tell you what, I really feel for you because you're not the kind of American that I would I'd like to be in a war with, fighting next year or anything, because you're so unpatriotic. I can't believe that you would stoop that low to burn the American flag, which our fathers, back in the beginning, made that flag for this country. And that means so much to the people, the Cub Scouts. Can you imagine burning the Cub Scouts raise that flag every day when they go out on their troops and stuff, and you're going to burn that stuff down in front of these kids and stuff like that? What kind of message are we giving our kids? And you don't love America, and you're not, I want to tell you, you're not a conservative. And I know, I'll tell you one thing, too, Mark. I know you ain't a Christian, because if you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in our flag, too.
Well, I'm not a Christian, so I'll go along with you on that. What message does it say? You know, I'll tell you what message it says. It says that when people can burn the flag, that means that this is a country of the people and the people have dominance over government. When the government can tell you you can't burn the flag, that means that we're a country of the government and the government has dominance over the people. And
well,
this country was...
Hey, wait, Mark.
Yeah.
I am the people of America or the government, okay? And the true patriotic ones don't want that flag burned, so I'm telling you, no, we don't want to burn the flag. Don't burn them up. The best thing you can do is just think, what is coming? Is it going to come in and buy this poor person's property on the corner and make $1 million off of it and not give him nothing? This is what you ought to be fighting and quit worrying about American flags. The only place that flag needs to be burnt is over in Iran or Syria or some goofed up place like that, but not here in America.
All right, Slate, thank you for the call. He's pretty fired up. North Carolina connection with the flag-burning amendment, both senators support protecting the American flag. Senator Dole, Senator Burr, basically stating that they're co-sponsors of the amendment in the Senate, so it looks like North Carolina playing a prominent role in protecting the flag, Mark Perkle.
Yeah, well, our Senator Dianne Feinstein voted for the thing, too, you know. But it just shows, you know, or supports it, you know, has voted for it in the past. But it just shows, you know, how politically coward, you know, these people are, you know, so they feel like they have to go through this ritual of surrendering our freedom, you know, in order to, you know, have freedom. And, you know, it's political cowardice to fall into this.
Now, why are you personally insulting them? Because you politically disagree.
Well, I could personally insult them. That's called free speech.
I see. 662-7979, *680, Singular Wireless, Verizon Wireless, Alltel Communications. Do we need a flag-burning amendment to protect the flag from, dare I say, Mark, people such as yourself? Would that be
people? Yeah, it would be people such as myself, people who actually have gone out and burned the flag, yes.
And you don't have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
Are you proud of that?
I am.
Talking now about a constitutional amendment, whether or not to protect the flag. Two of North Carolina senators say yes. We've had a split on the House side with the congressional delegation. Basically, you've had, I think David Price voted against it, and you've had Congressman Jones vote for it. I'll have to give you the breakdowns. I think I gave that to you yesterday. Anyway, peace activist, political activist Mark Perkle with us at 860 WPTF. Now, Mark, you don't have a problem disclosing anything on this program. You are pretty adamant about this is just how it is.
Yes. The thing about this is that do you trust the government that they're not going to abuse this amendment?
Do I trust the government that, yes, I do. Maybe I'm naive.
Well, I'm somebody who doesn't trust the government, you know, as far as abusing this amendment because...
But my phrase is my country right or wrong. Let's go to Frank in Raleigh. You're on 680 WPTF.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Okay. I'm pretty conservative. You might even say liberal. This issue has always kind of perplexed me because I always thought that, and I do still think, that liberals try to govern with their emotions and conservatives govern with their brains. And you can hear the emotion in people's voices when they call up and talk about how the flag burning affects them, and I feel the same way. But I think that one of the things I like to say about the Constitution is it doesn't outlaw being offended. you're allowed to be offended in this country. That's not against the law. And somebody burning a symbol is not the same as damaging the society, damaging the government. And as enraging as it is, and I would also not like to see a weaselly liberal burn the flag, but at the same time, I think it is just a symbol. And I do have to agree with Mark on the point that we're a lot bigger than trying to have the government tell us not to do this one little thing. It is offensive, and it is enraging, but I don't think it should be outlawed for the same reason that you can't outlaw the N-word or anything else that people find very offensive.
Frank, well put. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's continue on. We go to Linda. You're on 680 WPTF. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. Mark, I would say to you this morning that by your standard of false doctrine, it would be okay to go to Philadelphia and destroy the Liberty Bell. It would be okay to go to New York and shove the Statue of Liberty into the harbor. You need to understand that what you are advocating is not just the burning of a symbol of freedom, but it is the overthrow of a way of life. That is what you are really advocating, and it's not an expression of freedom. And when you say that you can do this on the courthouse steps, but you cannot do it in someone's front yard, that person owns those courthouse steps. Our government that we, the people, set in place, and our government governs as we allow them. And if we don't like the way they govern, we take them out in the following elections, and we change that government. And if you burn that flag on the courthouse step, you're burning it on my step. If you burn it in the street, you're burning it on my street. If you burn it on the sidewalk, you're burning it on my sidewalk. I own it. I pay for it. I support its maintenance. You have no right to do that. What you are really advocating is anarchy. And there are people in this world who love people like you, because from anarchy, all freedoms are lost and all people are oppressed. You need to grow up and you need to learn that lesson. And you're going to learn that lesson. You're going to learn it the hard way. But by the time you get the opportunity to learn it, you may very well find yourself in a position that you can't turn around, walk away from, shove your way out of, or shout your way or shout people down over it. Because you may find yourself a subject of that oppression, and people like you along with you.
Okay, Linda, thank you for the call. Mark, in the issue of fairness, we're going to give you a chance to respond coming up next. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. That was well put, wasn't it?
Well, the problem is with that is that I do have the right to do that, and what they're wanting to do is take away my right to do that. So
we'll talk about that in a minute. 71 right now in Knightdale, 680 WPTF, Kevin Miller, along with our guest Mark Perkle. Mark, I want to thank you for staying with us. I know it's what, about 640 now on the West Coast, huh?
Yeah, the sun's just beginning to come up here.
Now, Linda had some big comments of people just tuning in. She said that you're going to get yours in the end.
Well, I may, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if I end up in jail someday. It's wouldn't be the first time I've ended up in jail over something.
And for people just tuning in, this is for your ability to burn the flag. Let's go to Marvin in Durham. Thanks for your patience. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Mark, I have two questions. Do you believe in slander, and do you believe in assault? Because to me, when you burn the American flag, then someone needs to take and rub your face in the dirt. To me, that is their freedom of speech, just like slander to the American flag, because we the people own it, and I totally agree with what Linda said earlier. Thank you.
Okay, Marvin, thank you for the call. Your thoughts there, Mark?
Well, here's my thoughts. You know, what if the government decides that they're going to print up a federal ID card with a microchip in it so they can track everything you do and know every place you go?
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about protecting a symbol that, you know, Betsy Ross put
in. Right. Now, they print a flag on that ID card. All of a sudden, it becomes something protected under this new amendment, and you can't, you know, do anything with it.
Yeah,
and if you fail to carry the flag, you know, with you in your wallet, then you're desecrating the flag.
And I hear the black helicopters coming up from behind. That's not
well, you know, we already live in a country where the government is, requires libraries to tell them what books you're reading. You know, the government is
Do you love America?
Absolutely.
I noticed there was a little hesitation there. Do you love America?
Yes.
I love America.
And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because we are not, we are moving away from becoming a free country. I mean, we used to have freedom, and we're going in the wrong direction, and this is another step in the wrong direction away from freedom.
860-WPTF, 843, let's continue on. Jonathan, thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
Pretty good.
All good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I have a couple of points that I'd like to hear Mark expound upon, and I'll just get them out, and then I'll hang up and let him address them. One, I heard it. Is proud of his actions, and I would just like to know, what is it about those actions that is worthy of pride? And then the second point is, he's talking about, taking away, moving away from freedom. There are certain things that are protected for national security reasons and other things, and I was just wondering if he's aware of what message he's sending to our enemies by desecrating our flag. A lot of times that could be seen as providing aid and comfort to our enemy. And just in case he's not aware, there are certain things that you cannot say that will land you in jail. And so freedom of speech goes so far, but when it becomes a matter of national interest, then it's shut down. And if he doesn't believe that, feel free to call the White House and tell them that you wish to assassinate the president. And then see what happens.
Okay.
So I'd like to hear Mark respond.
Okay, Jonathan, we'll take those comments.
Okay.
Got it there, Mark.
Well, when I burn the flag, I'm saying the enemies of America, the message that we are a free country and we are going to maintain ourselves as a free country because we have the right to burn the flag and maybe they don't.
What about Jonathan's point, though? You're giving aid and comfort to Al-Qaeda.
Burning the flag doesn't give aid and comfort to Al-Qaeda. What gives aid and comfort to Al-Qaeda is when we go and we start a fake war in Iraq, which creates an event, that Al-Qaeda can recruit around. The Iraq war is helping Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I respectfully disagree because Al-Qaeda watches you on television burning flags. They say, look, their own people don't even like their own country.
Yeah, there's people, in this country who feel like manufacturing a fake war is the wrong thing.
But you're going to send a message that you hate America.
Al-Qaeda wants us to not be able to burn the flag because Al-Qaeda wants to make it so that we have less freedom than we used to have.
Maybe they want you to burn the flags. Maybe you're helping Al-Qaeda.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nope.
We need to look at that. Julian, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Well, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Julian.
I'm a retired Navy Chief Petty Officer. I spent a significant part of my life supporting and defending a Constitution, and burning the flag to me is something that really bothers me. However, part of the Constitution is freedom of expression, and although we don't always like how people express themselves, that's one of their rights if they live in this country. There's also flag etiquettes, and how do you determine when someone is desecrating the flag? There's a lot of things that we can't fly flags. I work over, and I won't name the city, but they won't let you fly the American flag. You have to get a permit to fly the American flag. So it looks to me, if it's a constitutional amendment, I'm all for it, and believe me, I'll vote for it. But as far as making it just a law, I don't really see it. I think it would probably infringe on somebody's rights, and even though we may not agree with what they say or how they do it, giving aid and comfort, I'm afraid it's their right, and people have died defending that right, and I don't think that we should pass any laws that infringe on their constitutional rights, whether we agree with them or not.
Well, I wish you'd name the city that prohibited the flying of the flag or made you get a permit to do that, because if I were in that city, I would raise a flag and fly it right in front of them, in spite of their law, because it's unconstitutional for them to prohibit, you know, the raising and the flying of the flag, it is the burning of the flag. You know, I actually find it offensive, you know, that there's a city in his area.
What city was that?
I'd rather not. It's in Wake County. There are subdivisions that you live in that it's against their covenants to fly flags, kind of flag, and the American flag is one of them.
So, Mark, you would go there and burn the flag in the subdivision? Is that what you
No, I say? Would go there and raise the flag in that subdivision.
Now you're going to raise the flag.
Yeah, because raising the flag is also free speech.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'd want to know where that is, because I'd go down there and raise the flag in that subdivision.
All right, Julian, thank you for the call. Very, very valid points. More with Mark Perkle coming up next. 855 680 WPTF. Kevin Miller with you. And we're going to round this out with our guest, Mark Perkle. Mark, again, I want to thank you for waking up with us at 4 in the morning. Do appreciate it, even if we agree to disagree. Let's go to John. John, you're on WPTF with Mark Perkle.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I've got to agree to some extent with your freedom of speech is supposed to be easy. It's there to challenge authority. And if it's just going to be pleasant things that we're free to say, then it's not a real freedom at all in the first place. Now, as a growing up as a kid, we used to have marches every year by the neo-Nazis going through Polish and Jewish communities in Chicago. Nobody liked it. Nobody thought it was appropriate. But we all, as a general consensus, considered it part of the price of growing up in a free society. And that we would so readily hand over and chip away at the most fundamental of the Bill of Rights is really disconcerting. And I think it's pretty anti-American, to tell you the truth.
Okay, John, thank you. Appreciate it.
I have to.
Jan, you're on WPTF. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Kevin and Mark. My question is, with this amendment or whatever it is they're going to propose, is there a difference between burning the flag itself, the cloth flag, or an image of a flag, like you had a picture on a T-shirt or hat or something like that?
I believe it's the flag itself. I don't think it has an image. Mark?
It all depends on what laws they pass. If they decide, you know, that you're prohibited from desecrating anything that has a flag printed on it, they would be allowed to do it under this amendment.
Well, yeah, but we don't know whether or not that's proposed. Jan, anything else?
No, I just, you know, I myself find it offensive to burn the flag, but I don't know if I'd want the government making laws to tell us not to do it, because it's just, you know, how many offensive things can they legislate, you know, against? I don't like to see the flag burned, but, you know, at the same time, a freedom of expression, I don't know if that's the same as freedom of speech.
Okay, Jan, thank you for the call. On the other hand, though, Mark, what you haven't disclosed is for many years states have had laws prohibiting this, and it was a very recent Supreme Court ruling that allowed people to burn flags without being prosecuted.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had a Supreme Court at the time who figured out that that free speech is important enough that it even applies to burning the flag.
Okay, quickly to Pete, you're on WPTF. Hey, Pete? Okay, we lost Pete. Marty, you've got the final 20 seconds with Mark Perkle at WPTF.
Yeah, I just want to say that in some cases I try to look at political disagreements and have empathy for the other person. But when Mark said that Al-Qaeda actually doesn't want us to burn the flag, you know, that's pretty ignorant. I mean, if you step out of yourself, Mark, and look back at what you're saying, some of the things you say are really dumb. I mean, I don't know what to say. I agree with the freedom of speech to some extent, but, you know, you got to approach this from a realistic point of view. Al-Qaeda... they would just enjoy thoroughly seeing our flag burn, especially by one of our own citizens.
Marty, thank you very much. Mark, quickly, the last word here.
Well, the last word is, a few callers back, a man talked about being prohibited from flying the flag, which is, you know, the opposite of what I'm advocating. And he was afraid to say who it was that was prohibiting him, because, you see, when the government prohibits you from flying the flag, it inhibited his free speech, and he was afraid to oppose the government because they said that he couldn't fly the flag. And it's the
Mark
same
Perkle.
Thing with anything with burning the flag. Whenever you
Mark
restrict
Perkle.
Liberty, you lose
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Mark Perkle, we appreciate it. Thank you. Take care of yourself, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Mark, again, thank you.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree. Right, you hear the song, you know what that means.